He hasn't got a runner, but he's certainly making a good fist of it here at Albury. Mitchell Beer in the training ranks. Morning to you, Mitch.
Morning, Andrew.
Good to talk to you. Met you for the first time last Saturday at Randwick, mate. If you think you've got the good horse, you don't mind travelling.
No. We took one down to Tassie only a couple of weeks ago for a listed race, and she ran second down there. So not afraid to take them where I can think they can win. And it's a great thing about being up here in Albury. He hit the Hume. We can head to Canberra and Caulfield. They're both within reach.
You can do anything. Well, tell our listeners the Mitchell Beer story. Are you a Victorian?
Yeah. Born and bred in Victoria. Dad Les was a jockey, so I've been in the industry my whole life. And was silly enough to go training a couple of years ago down in Mornington. And it's tough, you know. I knew what I was getting into, but it was really tough. Good established trainers down there. So made a decent fist of it and thought, how am I going to push forward and get more horses? And decided to make the move to Albury about 4 months ago.
Okay, so how many were you training at Mornington and how many do you train here?
We had about 20 or so in work at Mornington, a pretty consistent number. And I think we worked 42 horses this morning here at Albury. It's been really well received. Prize money in New South Wales is fantastic. We've been able to lower our training rate coming up here and win more prize money. So from a business structure, it's worked really well. And fortunately, it's been really well received both from Sydney and Melbourne owners.
You've moved into the Brett Kavanagh stables. Brett, of course, has gone to Scone. So it was a really, the timing, I guess, would have worked out perfectly for you.
Yeah, I think Brett left a decent hole here numbers-wise. And it's a big town, a great racing town. They love their racing. And we've just seen over the last couple of months all the locals really getting on board and getting involved in some horses. And how terrific is this Saturday, you know? To have this race, unfortunately, most of my horses weren't eligible for it. But to see all these guys running for 150 grand and the whole club getting behind it, it's phenomenal. It's great to be a part of it.
Yeah, for sure. You've got six or seven others that you've accepted for. What's a couple our listeners can jot down for Saturday?
I think Vin DeJour will win here Saturday. She's a really nice So You Think filly on the way up. Trialled really well at Wagga the other day. A horse I've got really decent aspirations for. Shinseki on the quick backup after a really nice win at Wagga on Thursday. They're probably the two best chances here on Saturday.
Okay, I'm just looking for race names. What's the first one running in?
The first one will be in the 1175 Country Maiden, Vin DeJour, with Simon Miller aboard, and I think Shinseki will be in the first benchmark 66 mile.
It's drawn the inside barrier one in the field of 11. You happy with that?
Yep.
And Vin DeJour, where did you want to draw?
Doesn't matter.
Yes, it does.
John 12.
Yeah,
beautiful. Yeah.
12 of 12 in race two. So does that sort of just knock a little bit of confidence off or not?
We might get a better price.
We might. So if you want to remember those listeners from Mitch Beer's stable here for the Albury meeting, full tab, of course, on Saturday. Race one, number six, Shinseki, and the other one, Vin DeJour, drawn barrier 12, but don't put that off you. Race two, number four, for Saturday. Good to meet you again, Mitch. Good luck with it, mate. Hope it all goes well for you.
Thanks, mate. Thanks for coming down to Albury.
Good on you.